The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "Behold, I am sending you like sheep in the midst of wolves. So be shrewd as serpents and simple as doves. But beware of men, for they will hand you over to courts and scourge you in their synagogues. And you will be led before governors and kings for my sake, as a witness before them and the pagans. When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say. You will be given at that moment what you are to say. For it will not be you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will hand over brother to death, and the father his child. Children will rise up against parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but whoever endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to another. Amen, I say to you, you will not finish the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes." The Gospel of the Lord. "Everyone will love you because you are a follower of mine," said Jesus at no time ever. These words that he speaks are the very first words that he offers to his apostles after he's chosen them to come and follow him. The very first word that he speaks. And remember, he's chosen you to come and follow him too, which means the words he speaks to them are words he speaks to you. Four words. Take close note. Beware. Be shrewd. Be simple. And be not afraid. First of all, beware. Tension between the church and the secular world is our default state. We should worry if we're in anything but tension with the secular world. And that's because we proclaim a message of self-sacrificial love to a self-indulgent fallen world. We should be surprised if there's anything but tension between the church and the secular world. Now, the church can try to accommodate the secular world wherever it's possible. And you know the honest truth, the church twists itself up into pretzel knots, trying to accommodate the world in this area or in that. But if you're going to be a follower of Christ, remember, there are some areas in which you cannot compromise at all. Just a few off the top of my head. The nature of matrimony. The nature of men and women. The truth and meaning of human sexuality and the right to life. To name a few. You come into conflict with the world in some of these non-negotiable areas and you've got a stark and awful choice standing before you. Either you're a hero for the sake of Christ or you betray Christ. Those are the only options. It's awful, really. You sit there and you twist yourself up and you say, "I wish there was a third option, but there's not." I think I told you once about the story of the man who saw before his eyes the great battle between good and evil playing out on a field. And he didn't know which side he was going to take. So he just went and sat on a fence and watched the battle play out. When the battle was over, Satan walked up to him and said, "Hey, thanks for fighting on my side." Man said, "Your side? I didn't fight on anybody's side. I just stood here sitting on this fence." Satan said, "Yep, but you see, I own the fence." Beware. It will never be anything other than that. Secondly, be shrewd. He says, "I'm sending you out like sheep in the midst of wolves." Sheep are docile creatures. You know, they don't have claws and, you know, they don't have fangs. And the only way we can live this life is to be shrewd. So don't be afraid about being shrewd. You're going to have to be shrewd to share the gospel. It's been the way of the saints down through the centuries. Blessed Miguel Agustin Pro, trying to evangelize in the days in which the church was in persecution in Mexico. He dressed himself up in various disguises. One day he was a construction worker, the other day he was a postal employee, one day he came as a doctor, just to try to celebrate the faith, just try to bring people the sacraments. Father Walter Chizik, trapped behind enemy lines in the gulags in the days of Joseph Stalin's Soviet Union. He had to be shrewd to try to spread the gospel. He once gave a retreat to a fellow inmate, speaking in whispers, making it look like he was just having an ordinary conversation. He celebrated Mass and made it look like he was playing a game of cards on a table. Sometimes you have to be shrewd just to worship God at all. In the days of Elizabethan England, when Elizabeth I was trying to squash the Catholic faith in England, a priest named Father Nicholas Postgate, he used to celebrate Mass under the appearance of a dinner party. You've heard before, you know, that the ancient Romans, they used to celebrate Mass in the catacombs. We have to be shrewd, and don't shrink from being shrewd, but there's one thing we can't be in the midst of a hostile world, and that is we cannot be provocative. Sheep don't pick fights. In the days of the ancient church, in ancient Rome, if you provoked the Romans, you were not to be counted as a martyr if they put you to death as a consequence. So, you know, you didn't stick out your chin and tell them that they worship pagan gods and they're all going to hell. No, we do not pick fights. We stand on principle till we die, right? But don't be afraid of being shrewd. Jesus told us to. Thirdly, be simple. You ever seen these people and, you know, they try to share that, maybe they're trying to share some difficult fact with somebody, maybe it's a family member, and they agonize over every word they speak, as if the truth or failure of God's message depends on their verbal skill. Be simple. Some of the greatest witnesses to our faith have been small children, or people who didn't even know that they were witnessing to the faith. Simply state the truth as simply and honestly as you can and leave the rest in the hands of God. You know, sometimes we focus so much on our words, we forget that all the real power resides in the word. Be simple. And lastly, be not afraid. Like Jesus tells us over and over and over again, don't be afraid. Because, you know, fear has to do with the worry about what's going to happen to me. That's not where our attention wants to be. We don't want to worry about what's going to happen to me. We want to focus rather on what God is going to do through me. We can be absolutely confident. After all, Christ came back from the dead. Never forget that. There may be some people in this world who need to be afraid, but among them are none of the friends of Jesus Christ. This faith that we proclaim, it doesn't really depend on us. It depends on the holiness of Christ himself. And we bear a light that all the darkness in the world can never extinguish. So just remember, let's beware, be shrewd, be simple, and be not afraid. Amen.